The first reading is a composition from the book of Proverbs. So the book of Proverbs go around and try to compose different wise sayings of the time to pass on to the future generations of what it truly means to be wise in the Lord. The book of Proverbs is the beginning of what we would call the Old Testament wisdom tradition. And it challenges us what it truly means to be wise in the Lord. And today we hear that wickedness, all actions have consequences. And even though our actions might be admired by other people in the eyes of the world, and we might see like how come there are unjust people that continue to be rewarded for their crimes and all the wrong things they do. But in the eyes of the Lord, He sees all of our intentions. And then ultimately, all of our actions will have their consequences, and we have to repay for them. Yes, God is merciful, but God is also just. And we learn from the Old Testament that, well, in the Lord's own life and His own teaching, that He hears the cry of the poor. He hears those who have been unjustly mistreated. And we all have to repay for the things we've done. God is merciful, but He's also just. So therefore, the beginning of wisdom, then we are being taught by the scripture, is the fear of the Lord. To truly fear not to take advantage of Him or to think that somehow I can abuse His mercy, because that's not love, right? Yesterday, I preached and I shared with you the words of Mother Teresa, where she taught us that love cannot be boiled down to the indispensable minimum. Love requires the maximum. Love requires that we give ourselves totally and completely to the Lord, loving Him. Which leads us toward the gospel reading today, where we are being called to be light of the world. What does that mean? Recall back to the pictures that have been taken at your baptism, or the memories that have been shared, or the times when you were present at the baptism. After a child got baptized, what did that child being handed right afterward? Of course, the priest or the deacon would explain the significance of the white vestment that the child had on. Then he will hand on to the godparents the baptismal candle, right? And when the priest or the deacon give the baptismal candle to the godparent, the priest will say, receive the light of Christ and keep it burning until you shall meet the saints in heaven. We're called to be the light of the world. Even in the darkest of time and place, nothing can extinguish the light itself. We're called to be the light of this world. That in the midst of many injustices, many wrong things that are happening, we can tell people that it's okay. I can show you, no matter how dim or no matter how small it might be, that God is in my life, that God is at work, that God will never abandon us. We are called to be the light of this world. That's in its own hopelessness, it might find consolation in Him who never abandoned us.